got any problems today?
Sir?
I've asked you to come over to discuss with me a subject that is important to you and to me. This is the note that outlined before he came in, and I talked to him on just exactly what I said. I have a hand instead of a butt, but this is the story. Because I went over time and time and time again and changed it and added it, because I thought it would be a historic thing. I didn't want the hell to come out of this.
Walk into the light, hello.
Secretary McNamara, I know.
Now, the ship that Mr. Benson was talking to you about for Charleston was the Albemarle, I believe. The problem there was not should it go to a private yard versus a public yard. The problem was should we convert it at all. The chiefs had split on this issue, and the majority had recommended against the conversion. I, just this morning, as a matter of fact, had concluded I should override the majority of the chiefs and convert it. It's to be converted to a helicopter maintenance unit. We have good reason for overriding the majority of the chiefs. Buzz Wheeler agrees with Cy Vance and me on this. It'll be in Charleston Navy Yard Monday or Tuesday for a big repair job.
Oh, wonderful. God bless you.
One other thing while you're on the phone. We do have a few problems over here on this. The admiral in charge of the Bureau of Ships is going to quit over this New York situation. But I think we've got everything under control.
Well,
in any case, there won't be any layoffs without my personal...
Well, can't you find something to go in there that'll keep them going?
Exactly. That's just
the... Well, why the hell do you want to quit then?
Well, he says it upsets his program and introduces political influence, so on and so on. I said, the hell with it. So we put the Lexington in there in New York, and this ship down in Charleston, he's in favor of, so I think we're back on the track again.
Thank you, my friend.
You're welcome.
Bye.